Barnes.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation is your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I'm excited today to talk about real estate investing. You know, I get a lot of questions. I get a lot of questions from individuals like you that own businesses, that own startups. You're looking at the real estate world and you're like, hey, all right, Abhi, I'm interested. You've been talking to me. Your guests have been awesome. You look amazing on radio. And now I have questions for you. I want to get into the nitty gritty as to why I should be investing in real estate. Where is the market right now? What types of strategies work in the market currently? Because I'm having fun in equities. You know, it's going, it's, you know, it'll fluctuate, it'll go up and down, but you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm okay. I'm beginning to understand what volatility really means, but I want some diversification in my overall portfolio. So, I have one of my good friends on the air with me today. Her name is Carol Ellis. She's the editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, and she's had really the opportunity to connect with and interview and speak with many, many, many experts over the last many years about real estate, where the market is, trends that investors should be paying attention to. And she's connected with analysts and economists and educators in the real estate industry and really taken that information and executed to a totally, totally awesome level. And I'm really excited to connect with her today about where she feels we are and where the opportunities exist. Now, I know you're going to have a lot of questions. Whenever I listen to like podcasts or my own radio show, I have questions for me, believe it or not. So I'll email myself or I'll go to like thinkrealty.com or I'll pick up a copy of the magazine at Barnes & Noble, read through it, and really start to put some of this information in my head and do something with it. It's one thing to listen to this radio show every single day, Monday through Friday, and, you know, be enamored with my voice and fall in love. Believe me, I do it every single night before I go to bed. Listen to my voice because, you know, quite frankly, I want to listen to greatness right as I fall asleep. Makes sense, right? And you would too. I get it. I'm totally kidding, by the way. But if all you're doing is just taking the information and not executing on it, that's a huge issue for me. And I believe in you. Use this information to your benefit. Take action on it and start to diversify. You have to get into the real estate game. Don't wait until 10 years from now, because you know what you'll say 10 years from now? I should have bought more real estate in 2018, right? Isn't that what all of us are saying about 2008 and 2009? I should have bought more real estate during the crash. It makes sense, right? You should have. You're nodding your head yes. I'm nodding my head yes in like a really big way. Like the microphone is moving up and down because that's how much I'm nodding my head yes. So take this information, get in touch, take some action, register for the Think Realty conferences by going to thinkrealty.com/events. come out, meet us. Let me shake your hand. Let's talk about your story. And then, of course, what you're doing with your overall investment strategy. That's how you win, I promise. So again, like I said, my guest today is Carol Ellis. She understands the real estate investing game. She's connected with hundreds of experts and economists and thought leaders about where the real estate market is and where we're headed, et cetera. And I promise I'll take a deep breath as well. Let's go ahead and bring Carol on the air. Carol, are you with me?
I certainly am. Thank you, Avi. I'm overwhelmed by that introduction.
You got it. So I have one question. It's a surprise question that I ask my guests every time before we start the show. And that is, and you can be as dramatic as you want with the answer to. Okay, so totally like no limits. Carol, are you in a real estate of mind?
I am in a real estate of mind every day.
Awesome.
Right in the middle of Think Realty magazine.
I love it. I think it's hard for people like us not to be in a real estate of mind like all the time, considering it's where we live, right? It's just like just one of those things. So you're the editor-in-chief of Think Realty magazine. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for Think Realty.
All right. Well, I am the editor-in-chief of Think Realty magazine, and I love the way that sounds, so I'm going to say it again. But Think Realty magazine is a monthly print publication. We are, I believe, the only month print publication for real estate investors found on the newsstand, which we are pretty proud of. I think that especially what I think that's so funny what you said about real estate being where we live, but really more and more it's always been where everybody lives, of course, but really more and more it's where everybody's thoughts are living as well. And I think that's just becoming more and more evident in 2018. And I'm just really, this year is rife with opportunity in some really exciting ways that I think may not have come around for a while.
For sure. And
I'm excited to talk about them.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about those opportunities as well. We have about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes before we have to go to break. But you've had the opportunity to connect with so many awesome people and experts in the real estate investing arena and just the industry at large. What are some of your thoughts and top tips for the new real estate investors getting into the game? And this could be a business owner, it could be a businesswoman, a businessman, it could be this person could be an entrepreneur, somebody that's working 40 hours a week full time, and they're thinking, hey, you know what? I'm not so sure if real estate's for me, but I'm intrigued, I'm interested. What are some top tips you can give these folks?
Okay, so I am going to pull straight from the magazine, actually. First, I will go to our January issue, where we talked to Sonia Goodell, who is the chief economist at Zillow, and that was a pretty big thrill, I have to tell you. And she said the simplest, most insightful thing. She said, no matter what you're doing in real estate, look for the inefficiencies in the market. Look for the holes, because for an investor, that's where the opportunity is. For the homeowner, that's where the problem is. For the investor, you solve that problem, as I'm sure you've heard before, and then you suddenly have a thriving business model. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is our March cover feature, who is Samuel K. Freshman, who is he's a legend in a lot of ways, and we can talk about that later. But his biggest mistake he ever made is what he, and this is a quote, "The biggest mistake I ever made was not buying enough real estate." So I thought that was pretty perfect based on what you just said about wishing you could go back. And I think that this is another year where really taking action is going to be crucial.
I agree.
In the right way, taking action the right way.
Totally. And that encompasses many things, right? It's finding the right property, analyzing the deal, getting the right financing, finding the right partners, building your right team, understanding your exit strategy, and most importantly, above all, understanding your investment personality, because quite frankly, it's easy for people to tell you the way that you should be investing, which is totally not cool in the real estate world. I agree with you. I mean, I think in 2018, it's definitely ripe with opportunity, but we have to be careful because the market is so hot. And I also agree that, listen, if I had an unlimited amount of capital, I would totally like build a time machine, go back to 2008, 2009, and buy up as much of Atlanta as I could. Right? That's totally my game plan. You know, I think if I can't find property right now, I'm going to invest the time to build the time machine. Or I would just read everything that I could in the Think Realty magazine, because I think that's such an awesome publication with just no fluff information. You know, I write for it. There are many other Think Realty coaches that write for it. And most importantly, there are industry experts and influencers like Mr. Freshman that that will be on the cover in March, right? You said March?
Yes, he is on our March cover.
Awesome.
We're hearing some really exciting things about how 2018 is not looking like what people said just a few months ago it was going to look like.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We're headed to break. Think Realty listeners, go to thinkrealty.com. Say hello to Carol. And, of course, me, when you are on the site. If you have questions for me directly, head on over to Instagram or any social profile that I've created online for you to stalk at Abhi Golhar. I love taking your questions one-on-one. That's why I'm here for you. And like we've been saying throughout this first segment, please pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine. It's the title of the show. It's the title of the podcast. It's the title of the print magazine at Barnes & Noble or the 84 Lumber Stores. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty magazine. Considering we're talking about a magazine and considering we're talking about yes, it's a print publication, it's a radio show, it's a website, it's a national conference, and it's also a magazine. Go pick it up at Barnes & Noble, and I promise you, it's an awesome read. Not only because I write for it, but also because I write for it. And then you'll also find out why I have a face for radio. I keep getting told that, and it's probably very, very true. And it's also why I like hiding away and being a recluse up here in North Georgia in my little studio. That being said, Carol, let's talk a little bit about where the market is and where you feel the opportunities are in 2018. As we know, for me in Atlanta, I feel it's a little hot, but is that something that you're finding that's consistent across the states? Is that only an Atlanta thing? What are some of your thoughts?
Sure. Well, I think the thing that we have to remember always is it's very hard to talk about real estate on a national level, as I know you know. It's even difficult to talk about it on a regional level, although that makes it a little bit simpler. So we can say real estate is hot, but really for real estate investors, it's all about strategy. It's about finding the opportunities and then exploiting them. So in Atlanta, for example, maybe there is a way to look at the way the city is laid out. There are certain pockets that are still highly affordable that we're seeing a lot of flippers. Let me see if I can say this. We are seeing a lot of flippers flock to some areas in western and northern Atlanta, things like that. You can follow a lot of different trends. And because of that, what you said before about needing to know your investing personality is super important. Figure out what kind of capital you're working with, what kind of strategy you want, and then decide what is hot for you. If you have a really great way to find leads, I think one of my favorites is I have a very good friend who flips burned up houses. that's a very special skill set. And if you have that skill set, you could probably go into any market in the country and be great. If you're looking for something a little more conventional, you would like to purchase a cash flowing turnkey property and you want a certain cap rate, things like that, then that's a very different discussion. So I think a lot of it really depends on what makes market hot for you.
It's funny about the burned up houses. I mean, I'm sure that's more of a tear down and a new construction play, but I love it. I think we have to get more creative with with the types of deals that we're looking at and where we're finding them. I don't think it's enough to only go and search the MLS. I don't think it's enough to do that. I also don't think it's enough to only look at Craigslist. For example, we have to start looking at outside sources, whether that's building relationships with other wholesalers or real estate agents. And keep in mind, too, real estate agents, they're awesome, awesome, awesome people, and they have such a wealth of information. It's crazy, amazing. And there's no one agent that's alike. Right? There could be one real estate agent that's really good in a specific neighborhood, knows everybody in Atlanta or your city. And then there's a totally different neighborhood for you that you might be looking at. And there's another agent that specializes in that neighborhood. So you don't necessarily only have to have one real estate agent that you work with exclusively. I would look to work with as many as possible because now you have your ears to the ground just totally honing in on these types of opportunities. What do you think about new investors getting into the game looking to, say, wholesale real estate? I know that's a topic that I talk about a lot, but are you finding that to be a strategy that new investors are implementing, or are they going directly to say, flipping or renting, say, single-family residential or maybe doing some light multifamily?
Sure. I really think that wholesaling is probably always going to be a dominant topic of conversation for new investors because it's such a wonderful way to raise capital. And it also has such a low barrier to entry. But I think that really the word of 2018 needs to be creativity. It has to go so far beyond anything that's been done traditionally in terms even of postcards and things like that. I mean, you have to be thinking of ways that you can get the numbers that work for you in your market, and we talk a lot about that. Our coaches talk about it, the magazine. You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing is your numbers and your market. You have to figure out a way to stick to those numbers like glue, but still find leads. And as more and more people start to look closely at real estate, not just in terms of their immediate income, but also in terms of feeling scared about retirement. And after that whole stock thing in the middle of February, you know, people are feeling concerns about retirement, even if, you know, even if their portfolios weren't ultimately damaged, it's still a very unsettling thing to watch numbers go down like that.
That
so
was quite a
as
drop
a result,
too.
Wholesaling is getting a lot of attention. And that means that in any market, the competition is going to go up without necessarily the level of experience rising. And that's where you have to be careful because you're going to end up paying too much.
That equities drop toward the beginning of February was crazy, right? I mean, I fielded so many questions just about, oh my gosh, what's happening? What's happening? I'm like, listen, people, it's going to recover. It's no big deal. But if you really think about it, it kind of is a big deal, right? It shows that there's that level of volatility. And I feel investors are looking at it saying, well, hey, okay, we've had one of the longest bull runs in the market, right? We're looking at that. It has to correct at some point. It can't continue to go up. And I think there's uncertainty around that. And folks are starting to look at, well, how can I diversify my income? How can I diversify my investments? So they'll look at like real estate REITs and like ETFs in emerging markets and things like this. But I think ultimately controlling real estate, if you have a direct way to control real estate, whether it's investing in a syndication, right? Learning about that, say, in the March issue of the Think Realty magazine with Mr. Freshman on the cover, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of information there about syndicating deals for multifamily. And I know I'm probably going to write an article about multifamily and how raising equity for those types of deals makes sense as well. So be sure to pick up a copy of that. But then also feeling comfortable with it, understanding that, hey, real estate is here to stay. You know, the chief economist, when I interviewed him, Doug Duncan over at Fannie Mae, he said, listen, we go to work, that's real estate. We come home to real estate, it's not going anywhere. It makes sense to buy, especially if the numbers are right. We have about a minute left before we have to go to break, Carol. What are some of those numbers that you pay attention to when you're investing in real estate?
Well, I think there are probably three or four that you always have to look at. And I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I think at the end of the day, really, you want to look at whether the population is coming in or out, who that population is, and whether the jobs in the area are sustainable and what kind of ceiling they have. And that sounds like you could make some very positive and negative conclusions based on those numbers. That's not actually the case. But those two specific metrics really have to guide your strategic decision making.
I'm 100% with you. I mean, I think if we don't pay attention to that, and then getting really hyper-local as well, because there's macroeconomic stuff that's happening on a very regular basis, whether it's rising interest rates, et cetera. But we also need to factor in what's happening locally in that market, specifically to that neighborhood. And you know this just as well as I do. For every real estate investor out there and potential real estate investor and new real estate investor, understanding your local market is going to be your biggest winner. You'll make or break your real estate deal right then and there. We got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. Carol Ellis is coming right back, and I'm coming right back. And don't worry, we'll miss you too. Got questions for us? Go to thinkrealty.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to Instagram at Avi Golhar. Check out some of the radio snippets on the site on Instagram as well. I like doing that and answering your questions in the comments, or you might just get a video response from me. And I know we've been harping on this throughout the show today, but go to Barnes & Noble or the 84 Lumber Stores, pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine, and make sure you check out the March issue. It's super cool. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
All right, Think Realty listeners, I'm back. I know you miss the sound of my voice. Believe me, I miss the sound of your ears listening to the sound of my voice. My guest today is Carol Ellis, editor-in-chief of Think Realty magazine, which you can pick up at Barnes & Noble. Oh, look, you just missed one. go inside to Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy. It's super awesome read, and not only because I write for it, because I write for it. Before the break, we're talking about some of the market indicators that we like to take a look at. And I think, Carol, you mentioned you have a nice little case study in Boston that you wanted to mention.
Yes. So I think that one of the things that is really dominating the national conversation about real estate right now is housing affordability. And that is not Section 8, which is what a lot of investors hear when they hear those two words consecutively, but is just the ability of the median income earner in any area to buy the more or less median priced house. And that's a little oversimplified, but that's basically what we're talking about, is how many people in a market can buy a house. And nationally, that number is diminishing all the time. And as interest rates go up, that number is going to diminish all the time. So it sort of leads investors and a lot of analysts and educators to say, we got to be looking in the affordable areas of the country. That's where the opportunity is. And that's why I think Boston, which is our March market study, by the way, but that's why I think Boston is so interesting, because Boston is one of the least affordable places in the country, and it has been since the beginning, I mean, forever. But it is so desirable as a location because of the kinds of jobs that are there, science, tech, engineering, now, you know, all the STEM stuff. The location in terms of quality of life, healthcare, academics, I mean, just everything comes together to make Boston, Massachusetts, an incredibly desirable location, and that tends to sort of insulate its market from a lot of the swings that you would expect to see in a market that experiences the kind of heat that it periodically does. So I just think that's really interesting, because a lot of investors are actually presently, we're talking to people like Darren Blomquist, who's the Senior Vice President for Adam Data Solutions, Dennis Cisterna, who's the CEO of Investability. We're talking to a lot of local investors there, and they are doing deals hand over fist, and it is in, they're all in such creative ways. You know, nobody is, like you said, going on MLS or going on Craigslist. I mean, they are doing some really interesting stuff to meet the needs of those sellers who are willing to sell at a discount in this hot, hot market.
I'm excited to see what Boston has to offer too, because from what I understand and from what I read, it's also a front runner for Amazon's headquarters. And if that happens, I mean, granted, I'm a little biased, right? I want Amazon to come to Atlanta. Of course. I think anybody listening that says, hey, I want Amazon in my city. But if Amazon picks and dubs Boston, holy cow. I mean, you're looking at 50,000 support jobs, or I don't even know what the number is. I'll have to take a look at that. But I think it's in the tens of thousands of support jobs in the area that will totally drive sales skyward. And both from a home sales perspective, from a rental perspective, it's pretty amazing. I know Boston as well is getting some new additions to their skylines. That's also a really good thing. And it's in its own little bubble. I like looking at Boston the way that I do any like major college town. I went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and Ann Arbor generally is also very isolated and insulated from the rest of the state of Michigan, right? When the auto manufacturers took a nosedive in the early 2000s, Ann Arbor, you know what? It didn't really see a hit. In fact, it probably did better. And they were able to buy different buildings and repurpose these buildings for their own purposes, for their own use, and adding that to their own campus. So I'm excited again to see what Boston has in store for us in 2018. Are there any other cities that you're paying attention to currently, or that you're hearing are on the up and up?
Well, I really think as far as paying attention, you should be watching the entire Amazon's entire short list. Speaking of Amazon, there are some in Boston, for example, there are already 20,000 new jobs from Amazon there because of some international distribution hubs that have moved there. So that begs the question, is that what they're getting? Or is that a harbinger of things to come? And if you look at those 20 cities, Boston, Atlanta, Chicago, Toronto, right? Isn't that right? I think it is. Anyway, if you look at them, you can kind of track a lot of things like that. And those are also really interesting markets, not so much for investing in the metro area, although there are some really interesting strategies about how to buy in some really hot areas at a discount that a number of people have been talking about lately, but also in terms of looking at the surrounding areas, the first and second ring suburbs, things like that. And it, again, it depends a lot on what you want to do. But I think that watch a major metro area and then look outward, depending on your strategy, and that will be the best way to go.
I'm excited to talk about that strategy as well. We have maybe 2 minutes before we have to go to break. Let's talk about the secondary market idea, because a lot of the investing activity that I'm finding is really concentrated in primary markets. So if you're in Dallas and you're looking at Dallas, maybe start looking outward, like Carol is saying, for additional opportunity. As affordability decreases, because popularity of a city increases, that means, you know what? Homeowners may not be able to buy in the primary markets. I can speak to Atlanta very specifically, let's say Old Fourth Ward or Kirkwood. Home prices there, I mean, they're north of $400,000. Not everybody can afford that type of home. So where are they going to go? They're going to go outside of Kirkwood. And generally, they're going to go maybe a couple miles, maybe 30, 40 minutes sometimes, depending on the price at which they want to buy a home or the price at which they want to rent on a monthly basis. So where, generally speaking, is there a rule for this, Carol? Is, you mentioned like a ring around the city that, yeah, say, dictates how far out of the major city area you should go. Is it like 30 minutes? Is it a certain number of miles?
It's really more of an issue of drive to work in the city. Or to, you like to say, you know, where are we? Drive to exist in the city. How driven are your household members who are making decisions to live in that city? You know, if you go out to California, well, the drive to work in Silicon Valley might lead me to make a two-hour commute. The same is true in some areas of Texas. You know, there are companies offering commuter bonuses just to get people close enough to DFW, because in order for them to move there, they're going to have to move, you know, 45 minutes outside. So that's one thing that you need to, and that's sort of an intangible, but it's something you've got to figure out. And once you have that, once you have a handle on that, then look at those households' options. Is there a train? Is there a bus system? How well does it work? How well is it promoted? What's the transit system's master plan? A lot of a transit system's ability to portray itself well will affect who is willing to ride it. Even if you have two transit systems that are otherwise perfectly wonderful and identical, one may be a much more viable option for your homeowner who's farther out than another, simply because of the way they come across publicly. So those are the two things, really. I mean, how driven are people to live there or work there if they can't live there? And then what are their options for getting into the city?
I'm with you. And I think that's where, if there's anything that I feel Atlanta could do a little bit better, is maybe work on this rail system. That would be really nice. I think that's going to take a little bit of time, but it's coming along, just like Charlotte. It's coming along. They just built a light rail. They're doing really good work in making transportation available to their citizens so they can come to work. They can commute to the city and go back home. I think you're hitting the nail right on the head with that. Think Realty listeners, go to thinkrealty.com. Understand what you need for your next strategy to capitalize in your market. It's important, and you got to do it. Spend the time to invest in yourself to learn how to invest. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Hey, it's Major Dan Rooney. I'm an Air Force fighter pilot, PGA professional, and CEO and founder of the Folds of Honor Foundation. We are a nonprofit. Our sole mission is to provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of our fallen and disabled service members. To date, we have awarded nearly 16,000 scholarships, but the need is still great with millions of unfunded requests. Help us honor their sacrifice by educating their legacy. Visit foldsofhonor.org for more information.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454. 888-741-8454.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch. The next 10 minutes of solid information. And Carol and I will be speaking at like three times normal speaking ability. It's a unique ability that's really only offered to those that are in the elite of the elite, that have the complete grasp of the English language, and she has it. It's an incredible opportunity just to, I don't know where I'm going with this. Carol, help me out. I was trying to say the next 10 minutes.
I kind of just want you to travel around with me and introduce me at this point, Avi. I mean, this is wonderful.
You got it. No, it's fun. So for those of us just tuning in, they're like, hey, we've kind of heard a little bit about the strategies, and then you went to break. Let's do that. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, Carol.
Well, I am the editor-in-chief of Think Realty Magazine, and I help produce our monthly print publication. We do a massive amount of research and interviews and fact-checking, and we spend a lot of time working to identify trends and identify how different economic changes are going to affect real estate investors. Everything we do is with real estate investors in mind. And everything, that all the content that we produce is that way. So if you want to think about how stock market shifts affect real estate, well, you know, we're working on that right now. Actually, I think it's already on our website. But that's pretty much what we do all day long.
And that goes back to having the right education and being around the right people. Yep. Even at the Think Realty National Conference, even if you're reading the Think Realty magazine or listening to the Think Realty radio show, there's a lot of content here to absorb and ultimately use to your advantage. But we're making it available to you in the best possible way by not only finding industry experts, but then helping you understand what these data points mean so that you can win with real estate. Because it's not fun doing this by yourself, believe me, right? It's like, it's. I want other people to invest with me too. I think that's really, really cool. And understanding the numbers. And if you're currently a flipper, understanding that, hey, listen, you know, now might be a good time to start looking at single family rentals or a little bit of small multifamily to hedge your bets, to hedge that risk a little bit. And I've been getting a lot of questions about that via email, Carol, about like, hey, I'm a flipper. I do maybe 3 or 4 or 5 deals a year. How do I now start planning for the future? How do I start generating cash flow more passively? Because my active income comes from flipping. How do I start getting into the single family rental game? Because sometimes that's a little bit of a switch for folks. And before the sure. break, we were talking a little bit about that transition too, between flipping to single family. What are some of your thoughts around that?
Well, I think that a really important thing for anybody who is flipping and looking to transition to owning some cash flowing rental real estate is to identify what their goals for that real estate are. Is it something that you want to do in real time? That's where the cash flow obviously comes in. As if that is the case, cash flow may outweigh some other factors like your cap rate or like what kind of appreciation you can expect. And just for the moment, let's step aside from the fact that I would say probably 90% of the investors we talk to say, for the love, don't count on appreciation. And I happen to agree with it. But for the moment, step away from that and identify what you're looking to get out of it. And then the second thing to do is identify that action plan. Don't be bound by the notion that you need to prepare for 3 years or 5 years or whatever your arbitrary number is. Don't be bound by the notion that you need to prepare for that long, have this much money saved up. Whatever that number is you've given yourself, get rid of it. Because there are massive numbers of creative avenues to owning cash-flowing rental real estate, to owning long-term investments in real estate or secured by real estate that do not require you to have this affluent title that so many people believe they have to achieve before they can move from really active, full-time engaged flipping to owning at least some cash-flowing rental real estate. I'm consistently amazed at the creativity of our industry, and it just breaks my heart the number of people who don't realize that they have so many options right now to do whatever it is they want in real estate.
The real estate industry definitely offers. Yeah, no, for sure. I love it. I mean, the industry offers so many different ways to invest, right? Everything from house hacking to you can buy, renovate, rent, and refinance. That's an alternative way to acquire rental property, to multifamily investing, both large and small. Both you can do your duplexes, your tris, your quads, all the way up to 100 plus units. You can invest in land. You can invest in the burnt homes that we were talking about earlier, right? You can buy burnt homes and flip those to developers or new construction flippers or whomever. So pick a niche. Understand what type of investing you want to get into first. Then identify which strategy makes the most sense for you, because your mindset and your personality need to align with that strategy. If you're I'm like a Trekkie, right? So I like the adventure. I like a little bit of the risk. I'm like, ooh, ah, what's going to happen? I like flipping, but I also understand that rentals are important. But if you're more along the lines of a Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy watcher, it's very predictable. You know what's going to happen in the beginning, the middle, and the end of the show. Then you might prefer passive investing in real estate, and that could mean lending to a lender, right? There are many hard money lenders out there or institutional lenders out there that will gladly offer you a return on capital for letting them borrow your money to lend to other real estate operators. If you want to be more actively involved and maybe dabble a little bit, then work with a turnkey provider for single family rentals. And that essentially means that you have a home that's already tenant occupied, that's cash flowing. It may already have property management in place. You interview the property management, and now all of a sudden you have a cash flowing piece of property. So find out what works for you. And for me, that's why I love Think Realty, because we have the conferences, we have the magazine, we have the radio, and we have all of these experts that will come on the air and write for the magazine and just connect their ideas with the distribution that we have to really provide that expert level of knowledge so that you can get out there and do it. And I'm just impressed. You know, I'm impressed with the folks that will take action on what you're saying, Carol, and they'll build a financial future for themselves that's super rock solid. We're about closing out the show. I mean, there's, again, I feel like we could talk about this for hours on end about investing and where to invest, etc. Let's do a couple of rapid fire questions, just super easy, that I think are kind of fun. Your favorite book for real estate investing or just leadership and entrepreneurship?
Oh, well, of course, at present, it is Principles of Real Estate Syndication by our cover feature, Samuel K. Freshman. It is, in fact, the Bible of real estate syndication, and he's an incredible guy. You need to read his interview. Go get the magazine.
Awesome. Yeah, and I mean, that leads to my next question. Your favorite print magazine right now?
Oh, my favorite print magazine and digital magazine, of course, is Think Realty magazine.
So I know that was a shameless plug, but I had to do it. The favorite person that you follow in the real estate world?
Oh, wow. That's tough. Honestly, I know that you are very familiar with Pam Goodwin, Pamela J. Goodwin. Mm-hmm. She's a commercial investor in Texas, and she's also a Think Realty coach. I kind of want to do everything she does. She is the most incredible networker, and she's incredibly creative, and she's also a very generous person with her knowledge and expertise.
Yeah, She definitely knows how to work commercial real estate deals. It's awesome. For those of you listening, if you want to go check her out, go to thinkrealty.com as well. She is, like Carol said, one of our coaches, and she's done a bunch of awesome training videos in studio just for you to absorb and take action on. So please, please make sure that you check it out. Carol, thank you very much for coming on the show today. It was awesome having you.
Thanks so much.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, listen up. Go to thinkrealty.com. Check out our magazine at Barnes & Noble. And give Carol a quick hello by finding her again at thinkrealty.com. Got questions for me? I'm on Instagram all over the place. Just find me. Google me. If you can't spell my name correctly, it's okay. Google will autocorrect it. It's all right. It happens to me as well. But I hope you had an awesome time on the show, that you learned a lot, and most importantly, you are going to take action on this. Just promise me that. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Biz Talk Radio.